With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the 35th Annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards. Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne getting to talk to all of the finalists for this great award. And we're pleased to welcome right now somebody who I know our local audience is going to be really, really happy to hear from. Our first Texas finalist that we're speaking to here on the 35th Annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards, the head coach of the Texas A&M Aggies, Jimbo Fisher, joining us on the program. Coach, it's great to talk to you. What does it feel like to be a finalist for this award, third year at A&M, and your first chance to be a finalist for the Paul Bear Bryant Awards as the Aggie head coach?
Well, thank you very much, and it's great to be with y'all too. But it's a tremendous honor. Anytime you associate something with something that says Paul Bear Bryant on it, you have a great appreciation for it. And also you have a great appreciation for it because at one time he was an Aggie. He got here and got his great start and did some great things here at Texas A&M before he went over to Alabama. But, you know, as I say this, when you become a coach of the year candidate, there's so many other people that are involved in it. Your assistant coach has got to do such a great job, but your players. Your players got to buy into what you do, you know, put that plan in place, do all the things, especially in a year like this. It's amazing. I think our staff and our support staff and our players, it was unbelievable the job they did. And, you know, and my hat's off to them and thanking them. And they're giving me credit for something in which they did. I truly believe that. And that's kind of the way you look at it. We're blessed to have great staff here, great players, and hopefully we're building this thing the way it's supposed to be and have a chance to win a national championship. And that's our goal going forward. And, but again, it's just great to be a part of this, but at the same time, it says you're doing the right things, but you know, still there's a lot of people you have to give credit to.
It is such a challenge to maneuver your way through a year like this because every step along the way, something seems a little bit different. Before you came on, Sean and I were talking about the guys that are leaving for the draft. And some of these seniors that are leaving, it feels like they're leaving early, but they're seniors. And I know a part of your job is kind of counseling guys when they're deciding whether to stay or whether not to stay. And I'm sure even the typical conversation you have with perhaps an underclassman now you're having with the guy that's a senior in college. And it's a whole new dynamic, right?
It really is. It's a total new dynamic. But like I ask him, some are staying, some aren't. And I ask him, you know, you had the benefit of the best year in football. And they said, what do you mean? I know it was such a tough year, but you got to play at a high level, go win an Orange Bowl, have one of the greatest years we've ever had. And you get to go do it over. Mm-hmm. And all the things that, you know, it's like a do over. I got all the rewards, but I also get to make up for all the things I know I can clean up, make better, help myself in the draft, have another great year. Those things don't happen. So as much as the pandemic was very challenging and demanding and, you know, all the people, you know, we didn't want any pandemic, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, these guys get a do-over next year to kind of another free, get a free year. You know what I'm saying? That just doesn't happen. You don't get those opportunities in your life. And I told our guys, make good decisions about it because this could change your life. The draft status, where you go, what you do, what you achieve, and what you achieve in Aggieland with the Aggie Network and all the things that go on with that. Make a good decision because this you don't get these opportunities in life to get a do-over and then plus get all the rewards for it too.
Yeah, and, you know, I know a lot of Aggies were hoping that a few of the senior offensive linemen would stick around because you guys made such improvements on the offensive line this year. You're going to lose a few. What's the plan, and how do you get back to that same level next year?
Well, I think, first of all, we know what we do and what we're going to do, but we have some great young players too. Kenyon's a great start coming off, but we've got a great nucleus of guys that we've been able to recruit here in the last 2 years, and I think we signed a great class this year. And so we feel very confident in the guys coming back because the one thing you hate, and what the offensive line brings, they had experience. And there's no substitute for experience. We have talent. What we've got to get talent to do, and these young guys were just as talented, maybe couldn't be even more talented. And I'm not saying that as a slight to our seniors. But at the same time, what having talent and production is two different things. We've got to get those guys on that same level, and we got to get them on the same page as quick as we can. But we got a great leader in Kellen. We got some great backup guys that played a little bit, but we feel very comfortable. Could have stepped in this year if they would have been needed to. There's a couple guys we felt right now could have stepped in and played very, very good. So hopefully we can get that going. And that's always a challenge. And no matter what, when you have those great years, there's going to be good players leave. And, you know, that's the challenge each and every year.
Jimbo Fisher, head coach of the Texas A&M Aggies, joining us on Sports Radio 610, the 35th Annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards. Coach, your only loss of the season, week two to Alabama. Mm-hmm. At that time, after that game, could you have foreseen the season going the way it did the rest of the year? Did you feel that good about the
team? People don't understand this, and I say this. That was the key to our to having success. When we walked off the field, I know they beat us 52-24. We should have scored 41 to 44 points in the game. We dropped a ball that would have scored. We had two times inside the five. We had to go for it. We missed a field goal early in the drive. I mean, we had opportunity. We moved. If we only punted the ball twice in the game. Now, they hit big plays, and we're outstanding on defense. But it's the first time our guys walked off the field and said, you know something, we should have played with those guys. That game should have been a heck of a lot closer. We had a chance to win it. And believe it or not, it was that game, after that game, that our guys knew we had a good football team. Now, we didn't play well. That's the difference. But we had the ability, and that it was in our control. Because sometimes you play and you know when somebody's better than you. You know your program's not to that level. You know, I'm not saying we're at Alabama's, but we're right there. That you know you can play in that game. And you know it as a ex-player. Sometimes, you know, I may not believe it going in. When I walked off, I just blew a heck of an opportunity. And if I just make myself believe in myself from here on out, I can control the outcomes of games. Our kids understood that after that game. And that's why I believe that to a heart. And they'll say it to a man. When they walked off, they knew they had a chance. We had a chance to be a good football team, because it was different being on the field with them that year than it had been previous years, in my opinion, and their opinion.
And is that, aside from maybe having a bolstering of the confidence, is the lesson that you hope carries through to next year just how urgent and just how desperate you got to be every single week?
That's the thing. When you're playing that championship level and you're in that rare air, which I say, how important each and every day is, each and every practice is. You know, we, without saying each and every game, that there's got to be an urgency, there's got to be a push, and there's got to be a sense of we can never let each other down, and the leadership has to make sure that goes through, not only the coaches, that you have to live that way each and every day. And people being good enough is one thing. Being good enough and producing is another, and that takes a sense of responsibility and discipline that's at another level. And hopefully that lesson has been learned, and our senior leadership and our upperclassmen will carry that through spring and through the summer and fall.
You know, the thing that's always amazing about college teams is that you can watch them grow and transition within a season, but then I think from year to year, and when you talk about that leadership, Are there kids every year that surprise you? Are there maybe some guys that you're depending on your leaders, and then all of a sudden some kid shows up the next summer and you can see, oh, wow, this other kid over here is a leader and I never saw it coming?
Exactly. Oh, without a doubt. Because when you're young, sometimes you're suppressed. You're not sure what you're trying to do. I'm trying to make my own way. I'm trying to prove that I belong. And then all of a sudden, once they belong, and it always happens like that, then they come out and say, you know something, I can do this. And all of a sudden, naturally, it just happens for them. But there's no doubt. That's one of the great things about college football, is the unknown. There's always one or two guys that just change, and you say, man, what's in his Cheerios in the morning? Something he got in his Cheerios this past year that changed him. You know what I mean? I mean, he's eating something, he's drinking something that made him a different player, but that's called maturity. And from 18 to 22, the changes that occur in your life, the knowledge you have, the change, not only physically, but mentally, and even psychologically, of how the world works. And sometimes this guy's just coming out of their own little cocoon. They've always been sheltered. They've always been in those small environments. And all of a sudden they get in a big one and they realize they can be there. They see the opportunities and they just blossom and take off.
Jimbo Fisher joining us on Sports Radio 610. Coach, a lot was made, especially as you guys were in the discussion, possibly for the college football playoff, and you're comparing resumes and schedules mm-hmm. and things like that. Much was made in the SEC about this being the first year that it was a true all SEC schedule for teams. There were no out of conference games. There were no cupcakes on the schedule this year. Can you put into words as a head coach what that was like to go through a full SEC-only schedule this year?
I'm going to tell you what. It's like an NFL schedule. And what I mean by that is not the greatest NFL players, but everybody had the ability to beat you. Certain times, you know, anybody can be beat on any given day, but that's not always – our league, everybody has good enough players to beat you. They all have skill guys. They all got a great receiver, quarterback, a D lineman, a rush in, a corner. Everybody's got them. And you may have a few more than here and there, but they have the ability to beat you. And you know, if you're not on your A game each and every week, just like the NFL, somebody can beat you. And it doesn't matter who it is, where it is, or what's going on. And the mental strain that took was totally different.
Yeah, it's a remarkable year and a unique year. And it ended, culminated in a in a bowl win against North Carolina. How important was that finishing the season on a high note for the program heading into next year?
I think the high note, but also walking into that air and saying, okay, at the end of the year, we have a chance for a playoff. We won two games impressively against Auburn and Tennessee. All right, when the pressure was on, can you really execute? A lot of people can get to that point, but then they can't execute when that happens. All right, now you didn't get in. Are you going to feel sorry for yourself? Or are you going to go prove that you had a chance that you really could have been in and that you really are an elite football team or one of them, that you have a chance to be in that conversation? And can you play under that scrutiny? Can you play under that pressure? As we all know, part of winning at this level is not just your talent or ability to win. It's winning under the scrutiny, the pressure, the doubters, the people who then they're patting you on your back, telling you how great. Can you eliminate it all? And can you eliminate the clutter? And can you focus on your job and do it at a high level? And I think that's hopefully something we really learned to do this year.
Who, let's see, which kid from Houston or the Houston area on your roster is the most vocal about how good his high school team is?
Which one isn't? And that's a better question. I can name which one is. I might be able to find one that may say that. There aren't very many. You want to tell you why I always start that. I said, boy, them guys up in Dallas are a lot better than Houston. Oh, them guys in Houston are a lot better than Dallas. Or I'll say, I'll start it and get them arguing, then I walk off.
you got to tire them out so they sleep well at night. Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. Jimbo Fisher, head coach of the Aggies, Texas A&M, joining us here on the 35th Annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards. Coach, congratulations on a great year. I know there's a lot of Aggies listening right now that are thrilled with the season you guys had and certainly looking forward to many seasons of success with you at the helm. Congrats on a great 2020.
Thank you for having me. It's a great honor to be a part of this, and great to be at A&M. And like you say, hopefully we'll up to bigger and better things. We've got a lot of work to do, and hopefully we'll keep the Aggie Nation proud.
There you go. Jimbo Fisher joining us on the program.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.